Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture and bedding, cookware and holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What up, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. This is the Old School Crew. We are back in effect. All three of us, same place, same time. 1040 O Street, live in effect. The mecca of sports radio, not only in the great city of Lincoln, but in this great state of Nebraska on this brisk, about 50-degree day. We are brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese special ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. We are live on the stream, bringing the gleam. You know, everybody, you know, before we get into it, obviously, is the big news today of, maybe a worst-kept secret or the assumptions came to reality. Nebraska officially has a new offensive coordinator. But, you know, when people, you know, DP, I don't know if you're like sports events, I guess you could go Leon Lett on Thanksgiving, have a touchdown, you know, was it Don Beebe that hit the ball out of it, or Don Beebe in the Super Bowl got him. And then somebody did it with Tasker got him in the Super Bowl. And then Leon Lett did it again on Thanksgiving Day against the Dolphins. We talked about golf references of John Vandevelle having a 4-shot lead in the British and dookieing down his leg, moment too big. We talked about Jordan Spieth hitting in the water on 12, Rory McIlroy hitting it into the cabin on 10, losing the Masters. But I don't think we've had an epic fail bigger than Strick. I don't know if you listened. Did you listen?
No, I was on the phone.
You might need to check on Strick. You need to do a welfare check.
What I miss?
Well, Austin, I'm going to ask Austin here. On a scale of 1 to 7, 1 being the least, 7 being the biggest fumble, what was it for Strick?
9.
Was that the Halle Berry story?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh no. That I gave him some work last week about that.
Oh, but the DP, he said it again. He said, because Strick brought
still
it
on his mind.
He brought it upon himself, because we were talking about whether you're recruiting as a coach that's going to a bowl game, so i.e. like Colorado or whatever, or a team that's not going to a bowl game, whoever would that be at the end of the season, you know, what's more appealing? And his analogy was whether you're talking to Halle Berry face to face or dealing with somebody on Tinder. I didn't know where he was going to until he went into the story. My man lost the card.
He brought it up unprompted, right? Like, he's the one that brought Halle Berry's name up. No prodding, no poking, no sending in that direction. It's on Strick's mind.
Did you plant that in his mind since last week?
Well, I gave it to him last week just because we were having moments, and I just brought up. I'm like, yeah, it happens.
You said you're that dude.
It happens. Right. Great players have moments. We have moments.
You have you know somebody that
I fumbled a bag.
The equivalent of Halle Berry.
I fumbled a bag. I fumbled a bag.
On purpose, or was there other circumstances? I can't speak for you. Okay, so you had to make, there's other circumstances.
I had to make a choice.
I don't think if Halle Berry gave you her number on a card, right, that you magically would lose the card. That's like that, right?
So which of Strick's friends stole the card becomes the next question. Has he investigated his friends?
I don't think that Strick.
No, he didn't have any friends on the team that had any chance. Strick just fumbled. He just messed it up, man. That's cool.
Yeah, he just fumbled. He did an Ernest Biner goal line.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin Mack.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Who was that Utah guy that dropped the ball right before the end zone that Oregon took it back 100 yards?
Yeah.
Oh, that was just recent.
Yeah. Well, that happens so much. That's another thing that happens. That to me is why you're in the game. So to get a chance to score like that when in a rivalry game or a big moment, you can't fumble. You can't drop the bag. Like, I don't know.
The equivalent of Strick is the guy on the Denver Broncos that forgot to block the guy that blocked the kick.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause he's forever going to be on that poster on his back.
Yeah.
Like being bowled over
by one guy,
like by the
safety.
Who was the center here at Nebraska the guard that fell backwards?
Jake Cotton.
Right.
He's a meme or what is it? A GIF or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Forever. Like
legendary.
Forever.
Yeah. You remember me?
Forever.
I'm the guy that fell backwards.
Yeah. I look like Frankenstein on forever. National TV.
It. Or Urban Fryer.
See, I'm going to tell everybody, here's the problem with DP. Not the problem. Here's the problem with DP. We talking about, like, joking stuff. He just bring up that. There you go.
It's the moment. It's the moment of all moments, right? And you just go, listen, you have one.
What are you talking about? An Orange Bowl?
I'm just saying.
Is that what you're talking about, the Orange Bowl?
I'm just saying there are situations where great people and great players just don't get it done. I mean, I was in Tampa yesterday and I listened. First of all, I went to Tampa and wound up at a 49ers home game.
Oh, that's because there's a red eye flight.
Let me tell you, it was 60-40 49 fans.
Yeah, they're the new Raiders.
It was 60-40. And to listen to those fans, the kicker for the Niners, they talked about his mama. They talked about his kids. They talked about
well, that's all right.
His DNA pool. And I kept Jay the whole game. I'm like,
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house, guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast. Get festive and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping everything home. Come straight to your home, even the big stuff. And the best part? Speedy delivery in time for the holidays. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop early Black Friday deals right now and save up to 70% off, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lowe's knows you want to get even more value for the holiday. That's why as a My Lowe's Rewards member, you get new member deals on holiday decor, tools, and more. And you earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards to help you save on holiday and more. Not a member? Join for free today at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards. Because Lowe's knows deals. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Listen, y'all, I've seen this movie before. This dude's going to win the game for you in overtime. That's just how this is going to work. He's going to make the game-winning kick. So when he misses one in the fourth quarter and the Bucs get the ball back, I'm like, y'all don't understand. This is the Bucs. This is this version of the Bucs. He's going to get another shot. He's going to get – no, he ain't. He'll get another shot. All right, then you get another shot, he's going to miss it. I'm like, nope, he's He needs to get one right. That's it. Get the last one right. Strick has had many successes. Strick has had some renowned successes. But, you know.
But you remember the fails.
You remember it's what you think about, right? The one time.
Jay Foreman won 94, 95, 97.
Listen.
I do think about 96.
Who was it? Was it Don Sutton that struck out Reggie three times in the World Series? But you don't remember it. You don't remember that. You remember the ones Reggie got him.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a text like Chris Webber timeout.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Strick will be all right, though.
Oh, he's recovered.
Yeah.
He's got a scar on his dialing finger, but he's okay. Strick has gone into the deep end of the pool and done well.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, we don't have to put his business in the streets, but
no.
He's got some gold medal winners up.
Yeah, Strick unsolicited brought upon himself, though. That's the best part about it.
Listen, until you heal.
he said this is part of the healing process.
Yeah, right, just walking around, and every now and then, right, you see the one across the bar, she's looking at you, and you can't get out of your way. Like, I'm, dang. Hallie. He got a picture in his wallet. I guarantee you, he's got a picture of her from that era in his wallet.
He probably fumbled that too, though.
Oh yeah, he dropped it. He absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is what happens in sports. This is what happens in
sports. Is just you know, just a.
It's a great humble.
It's just life just played out.
It's a humble
in the stadium, but Strick played out after what you know. Just think about this: the highs of the highs. You got the MVP trophy. You just won the NIT. Walking in there, your mama went and set the table for you.
Yep.
Where's the meatloaf?
Oh. So you're probably too tired from that NIT run. So.
That's all right, Strick. Yeah. That's all right.
You fumble when you're tired.
It's just funny, though, man. Just because I could just see Stricky every time he pulls up on our birthday.
But moms do that, though. Moms do that. My mom did. Yeah, she did one of those. She did one of those. Mom wanted to get me back on the other side of the street. So she set me up, and I didn't know it was a done deal setup.
Yeah.
So I kind of tried to play it cool, and yeah, it's a back fumble.
There you go, Strick. We love you, Strick, though, man. That was just funny, Doc. That's just funny, man. Just good, happy to hear fun of your dude.
He just the fact that he brought it up. Yeah.
We were talking about recruiting and stuff like that, and obviously we're gonna get into, you know, having a new offensive coordinator. We only got a couple minutes, which is, you know, it's interesting.
Well, Mark Manning was talking. He was talking last Tuesday
about having a new offensive coordinator.
He had a recruit. He had somebody that he would have done well with the program, and he fumbled it back.
It happens, man. To talk about recruiting, I know for a fact Cedric Benson wanted to come here. Marshall is widely known. Nebraska wanted to have Marshall Faulk play corner. I know for a fact we asked Jamal Lewis to play linebacker, and I said, that dude is good, NFL running back. What are you doing? Well, we end up playing him the next year in the national championship. So we fumbled plenty. Now, we hit home runs a lot, but we struck out and fumbled a lot of great recruits here. And then there's no difference than where you fumbled somewhere. You'd like, oh, this is going to be the, whether it's the Sam Keller or the, what's that crazy dude now that was here and he never end up, he's on Twitter or something, calls himself the throw god at the big old belly.
Oh, was that Harrison Beck?
Yeah, Beck was supposed to, he was a five-star, right?
Yeah.
He was supposed to be the dude, this is obviously before you got here, DP. He was the guy that you got him. He was the program changer with Bill Callahan. He was a, you know, elite 11, elite X, Y, and Z. Got here, couldn't play dead.
That happens too.
But think about some of the guys you fumbled in order to get him. And that's just, in recruiting, in all seriousness, it's a crapshoot. You just never know. And, but I'd like to think Strick fumbled Peyton Manning coming here? Would you change our, you know, the thing is, you know, here's an analogy for Strick before we go to break. Peyton Manning and his dad are sitting there. Hey, Peyton always been a Nebraska fan. He wants to come to Nebraska. One hang up. He don't want to run the option. Strick like, nah, we run an option. You ain't good enough.
And that example, though, Strick was still wins the national championship, so
yeah,
it works out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Strick wins the Sugar Bowl, but he didn't win the Fiesta Bowl. But that's all right, though. Anyways, good catching up, man. We'll catch up on DP's travels, and also we'll catch up on the new OC. Does it change things? Will it make you, or will execution be better, or is it just more of a play flow thing? And since DP has called plays before and been in where he's had one coordinator or change or stuff like that, it'd be interesting to ask you, DP, after the break about the process and some of the things a new coordinator or a newly elevated coordinator might do versus the other one. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin, we'll be right back.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances, plus take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.